Well, it's Thursday, and we are that much closer to the weekend. So joining us to give her top weekend arts picks is Hillary Hughes. She's music and arts editor at The Weekly Dig. Hey again, Hillary.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So your first pick.
My first pick is the Emerging America Festival. Three of the most cutting-edge artistic institutions of Boston, the ICA, which is the Institute of Contemporary Art, the Huntington Repertory Theater, and the American Repertory Theater, have all come together to put together a program of really fantastic, groundbreaking, boundary busting works of performance art and theater.
And is there anything in particular that they're going to stage that really caught your eye?
They're staging a handful of really fantastic events, you know, from walking tours to audio plays. But from each institution, we've got Bologna, Destroyer of Cities at the ICA. We have Fornicated from the Beatles at the American Repertory Theater. And we have the Huntington Repertory Theater's Psyched, which is actually directed by Ryan Landry and takes a really well-known horror movie, Psycho, and gives us a brand new take on Norman Bates and his crazy mama. So that should leave people a little freaked out, but I think it'll be a really exciting take on a classic.
And that starts on Friday, I believe.
Yes, it does.
Well, you know, I think one of the cool things about this festival is that usually you think of the ICA and the Huntington, the ART, as sort of individual artistic establishments. Those paths never cross, but they're all working together here.
They are, and all the producers have been really great about, you know, emphasizing the fact that the Boston artistic community is so supportive and so strong, and they've been working together and learning from each other and putting this on. So it sends a great message, and it also really showcases the talent that Boston has to offer.
Well, I've actually got to pick myself, so I want to sneak it in here. Let's listen. You know me, I always like to take things up to a higher, even saintly level. This is Musica Sacra from their CD Love, Lust, and Laudations. However, if you listen closely and you are fluent in Renaissance-era Flemish, I don't know if you are you?
Oh, naturally, of course, yeah.
You'll hear that the lyrics to this song are not the most sort of angelic. In fact, they're quite vulgar, which is why Musica Sacra really loves this music. Let's just say that there's lice and horses' rear ends.
That's not very saintly.
Referenced. No,
not at all.
In actually. The music. So it's a great combination of something that sounds like, you know, lovely choral music, but has a bit of an edge to it. So Musica Sacra will be performing from their CD, Love, Lust, and Laudations. They'll be performing live on Saturday, May 14th, at the First Church in Cambridge. So definitely suggest people check it out if they want. But anyway, Hillary, what's next on your list?
Cirque Eloise, which started last Tuesday at the Wang Theater, and it's going to be running through Sunday the 15th, actually. And this isn't your typical circus. If anything, I don't know about you, but I've never seen breakdancing and extreme jump roping and dance routines straight out of the Fifth Element. I've never seen that at a circus, and that's taking place on this stage. So that in itself is something to look forward to.
That does actually sound really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Well, I've got another pick, and this one is actually about Boston's most famous, one of the most famous and colorful characters, and that's Isabella Stewart Gardner. There's actually a new opera about her coming out called A Place of Beauty, and music's by Robert Edward Smith, and the libretto's by William Fregosi and Fritz Bell. It's going to take place this Saturday and Sunday at the Hemingway Theater at the Boston Conservatory. We actually got some sound from last night's rehearsal, so let's take a listen to the music.
I hope that Mrs. Gardner can come to espouse my new line.
I think that's supposed to be the character of Isabella Stewart Gardner actually singing.
I hope she has a Viking hat on. I know that doesn't really make sense, but it's opera, so maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, that is A Place of Beauty, an opera about the life of Isabella Stewart Gardner, this weekend at the Hemingway Theater at the Boston Conservatory. Hillary, we've got time for one more pick. What's your last one?
My last one is a doozy. It's Adele at the House of Blues on Sunday night, May 15th. And I am so giddy about the show, I can't even begin to talk about it. But she's phenomenal. Her voice is a revelation. She is the current title holder in the UK, actually, for the most weeks on top of the charts with her latest album, 21.
Baby, I have no story to be told, but I've heard one on you, and I'm gonna make your head burn.
Well, that voice definitely does sound like something of a revelation, as you said, Hillary. Hillary Hughes, thanks so much for your picks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hillary Hughes is the music and arts editor at The Weekly Dig. You can get more information on all the top picks you heard today at our website, radioboston.org.
And while you're on our website, you can also check out a video of Elin Jewell and her band performing in our studio.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.